یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، بلا جان کیا جا مومنہ یہ عالم، بلا جان کیا جا مومنہ یہ عالم، تیرا کیف خوش خرام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ.
The morning of Madina Sharif, the evening of Madina Sharif. Blessed be your stay there in Madina Sharif. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. We were discussing this Naat Sharif the other night also, that in Durban if we have to get up in the morning, what do we hear of? Hijackings, murders, killings, looting, raping, arson, nothing else. And the evening also, if you have to read a newspaper, if you have to listen to news on the radio station, or those who watch on TV, or those who get news through the internet, again, what do you hear? Nothing. Wars, murders, killings, rape, looting, hijackings, stealing, crime. And the people who get up in Madina Sharif, they hear first thing the azan of Madina Sharif, early part of the morning, the azan of Tahajjud they hear. And not one disbelieving person in the whole of Madina Sharif. Not one. So no matter how loud that azan, there is no problem also. Because it's only believers there. But that azan echoes throughout Madina Sharif. So the morning you get up, now you're looking at the beautiful atmosphere of Madina Sharif. People are going towards the masjid for tahajjud salat. Afterwards will be the fajr salat azan. And people are going towards Masjid Nabawi alayhi salat wa salam. Then every area there, it is mubarak, it is blessed. The mubarak feet of Nabi alayhi salat wa salam walked on that mubarak land. Nabi alayhi salat wa salam's companions, the deputations that came to meet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Riyazul Jannah, ma bayna bayti wa mimbari rawzatum min Riyazil Jannah, between my house and my mimbar, garden from the gardens of paradise. Where can we get that in Durban or America or Paris or London or any other part of the world, no matter what the tourists may say about those cities and what they may say about those countries. You can get everything everywhere, but you will never, never, never get Rasool-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's resting place anywhere else but Madina Sharif. Masjid-e-Nabawi alayhi salatu wa salam is unique. There you can take qasam and say that my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, this is his resting place. There is no doubt about it. And then all the virtues of Madina Sharif. So یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. So مدینہ شریف is not to be visited like some place that we visit as tourists. These days this is what happens, that we go as tourists, we read some salam there, we make some namaz there. But once we come out of the masjid, then it's the same atmosphere in our hotels as we have in South Africa, or sometimes even worse. So Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam e Madina.
Ye subah e Madina, ye sham e Madina, Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam e Madina. بلا جان کیا جا مومنہ یہ عالم، بلا جان کیا جا مومنہ یہ عالم، تیرا کیف خوش خرام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ.
People get drunk with the liquor, with the wine, with the brandies. They get intoxicated. And in that intoxication they do such kind of actions that even the animals don't do such kind of actions. Shaitan also feels ashamed. They cannot even differentiate between their mothers and wives, or daughters and wives. And then they behave worse than janavars, worse than animals. What do those people know? What kind of intoxication does the true lover of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam get when he is in Madina Sharif? When he is standing before the Roza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and saying from the depths of his heart, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. What kind of ecstasy, what kind of joy, what kind of kayfiyat overcomes him, what kind of intoxication overtakes him? What do these people know of the world? They only know the intoxication of wine and brandy and alcohol, which takes them to the latrine all the time, nothing else.
Ye subah e Madina, ye sham e Madina, مبارك تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر، مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر، ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ، ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ.
Every step that you take in Madina Sharif, the person must be conscious of the fact that he is in Madina Sharif. The respect of that Mubarak land, the person must not lose sight of. It is permissible to eat, to drink. A little bit of joke and laughter also is permissible. We don't say there the person must be gloomy and sulky the whole day. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions, they lived a perfectly balanced life, normal life. There was no extremism. The sahabas got married, they joked with their wives, with their children, with their friends. And they did jihad also, they did khidmat of deen also, they made tilawat of the Quran Sharif also, they did everything. There was no extremism. But they were conscious of the fact that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching every move and every action. So the person is in Madina Sharif, city of the beloved of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sometimes overlooks our violation of his rights. But when it comes to the violation of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's rights, the respect and the dignity that he should be given, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes intiqam, this revenge. Allah Ta'ala's anger knows no limits at that time. Adab in Madina Sharif is extremely important. But what do we do when in Madina Sharif also we get those same vices and evils perpetrated by our brothers and sisters, what they do out in the outside world? I have mentioned many times certain incidents, and the one that again comes to mind is where the person had a dream and he asked me to interpret the dream for him. Most of our dreams is nothing but what we look at during the day, what with our thoughts are during the day. We keep on hearing about hijacking, murders and killing, so we dream of that. If a barber dreams that he's giving haircut, so there's nothing unusual. What else is he going to dream of? So most of our dreams don't have any interpretation or meaning. Sometimes a person has got terrible constipation, so he gets very bad dreams. One person asked for interpretation of his dream, but I realized that that was due to some sickness or illness that he was going through. So I asked him, "You're not suffering from any kind of sickness or illness?" He said, "Yes, I got very bad constipation." I said, "Then your dream, the interpretation is that you must take laxative." So this person, he says, in Madina Sharif, he had a certain dream. But when he related the dream, I said, "Bhai, you sure you won't get offended or embarrassed if I have to interpret your dream?" He said, "No, why else am I asking?" He didn't know what was going to be the interpretation. I said, "My gut feeling is that you have committed zina in Madina Sharif." And he admitted that that is true. The mother was gone to the Haram Sharif, left the daughter alone, young daughter in the hotel room, and this person from South Africa, they were already in touch with each other, and they were involved in a kind of a relationship, so they continued with that in Madina Sharif. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So har ek qadam par ho madde nazar ihtiram e Madina. Where are we in Madina Sharif? Whereas Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to come down, so many ayat of the Quran Sharif were revealed in Madina Sharif, from where Islam spread. Carry on.
يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة مبارك تجھے یہ قیام مدينة مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ 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 یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ
جس دا نیم مدینہ itself gives such enjoyment. It is like someone has already put some toffee in the person's mouth or some gulab jamun in the mouth. Just Madina, there's a mention of the name Madina Sharif. It seems like some sweetness comes into the mouth and into the heart. That name itself, Madina, Madina. Bada lutfa deta hai naam hai Madina. If somebody has to say Khauteng, 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 does it bring any sweetness in the heart? Kazulu, Kazulu. There's no sweetness in it. Madina Sharif. Where can we really describe the virtues of Madina Sharif? Read the Fazail of Madina Sharif. But even if we cannot make it there, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is very, very just, very fair, very merciful, very kind, very generous. It is the month of Rabiul Awwal, that's why we are having this Naat Sharif in the majlis. Otherwise we normally have it on a Thursday. So if we are far, far away, thousands of miles away, but if we are obeying Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we are making ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we are following his teachings, then we are there in Madina Sharif. Physically we may not be there, but we are with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But if we are physically there, but neither is our outward appearance like that which pleases Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and nor is our heart in that condition that would please Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nor our actions like that which would please Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then you are in Madina Sharif, but you're not there. The person is right there, the Roza Mubarak sometimes, but he is not there. He is not pleasing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Go forward now.
نگاہوں میں سلطان نیت ہے چہوگی نگاہوں میں سلطان نیت ہے چہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ۔
سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو، سکون دل، سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو، سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ۔ We all are searching for peace, we're searching for happiness, we're searching for contentment, we want tranquility, we want serenity, we want joy, we want everything of the best of this world and of the hereafter. So you see, you will never find it anywhere, you will find it only in the Nizam of Madina Sharif, in the teachings of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will mankind find sukoon. Not only the Muslim, even those who are not believers, if they have to practice upon the teachings of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam without even believing, to some extent in this world they too will enjoy some kind of happiness. For example, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam's teachings with regards to the rights of people. Now, if a person fulfills those rights, then even if he is not a believer, he will find some kind of happiness in his life, in this world. His teachings with regards to business etiquettes, honesty, truthfulness. Now, if every person, even though he may not be a Muslim, but if he has to apply those teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to business etiquette, that person in this world, he will enjoy some kind of peace. A little bit. Allah Ta'ala will give them the crime with regards to crime and everything. Even though they may not believe, but they will still enjoy some kind of happiness with the blessings of those Muslims. They too will get it. And if it's a Muslim and he is practicing, then he will get definitely sukoon-e-dil. Then he will enjoy sukoon-e-dil in this world too, in the akhirat too, Allah Ta'ala will give him. In the Nizam of Medina is only that peace and sukoon, nowhere else. The more we distance ourselves from that, the more there will be problems, the more there will be difficulties, the more there will be hardships. There will be no happiness. Adversity will then become the rule of the day. Everywhere there's nothing but complaints, complaints, what else? Because we are far away from those beautiful teachings of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In our homes, if we apply it, we'll have peace between husband and wife. If parents and children apply the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in their lives, there'll be peace and happiness between parents and children. If brothers and sisters and family members apply it, there'll be peace and happiness and unity between family members. Sukoon-e jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukoon-e jahan hai nizam-e-madina. Not just lip service. Lip service is easy. I can give a very beautiful bayan on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam seerah. Is that sufficient? It won't bring peace and happiness in my life. You have to practice upon it. Nizam-e-Madina Sharif, we have to practice upon that. We won't find it where it is not. That example of that person searching under the lamppost outside where there was very bright light. So somebody asked him, what are you searching for? He said, one coin that I dropped. I'm searching for that. But I can't find it. He said, where did you drop it? He said, inside the house. So if you dropped it inside the house, why are you searching outside here? He said, because there's light is on here. There's brightness here. So that's why I'm searching here. Now will you ever find it there? If it's dark there, then take a torch and go inside there. Take some candle and go. Take some light and go inside. You'll find it there. Bring light into the heart, then we'll find it. Remove the darkness from the heart. Our hearts have become dark. We have lost that sukoon-e-dil. We have lost that treasure of a Muslim. That contact and ta'alluq ma'allah and that love and ishq of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all those things we have lost. As a result, it has become dark in the heart. So now bring in some light into the heart, bring a torch into the heart of iman, yaqeen, etc. Bring it inside, then you see how after that you will find that sukoon. Let's read the last couplet now.
وہ آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے، وہ آزاد اختر غم ہمیں دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ
ہو آزاد اختر غمے دو جہاں سے The worries of both worlds, if you want freedom from that, then become the slave of Nizam-e-Madina. We say that the slaves must be freed. Freedom the person gets when he is released. No chains are tying him. Then he is free. He is not bound. He is not tied. He is not in the prison. Then we say now he is free. But if we want freedom from the gham and the grief and the sorrow of both worlds, in other words, if we want a life of happiness, sukoon, peace, so then we must become the slaves. Ho jaye dil se ghulam-e Madina. Become the ghulam, become the slave of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we will find true freedom. In other words, we must make dua that Ya Allah tie us up very, very strongly and firmly in the chains of Your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we must be tied. And the more we are tied and chained, the more we will get freedom. It's completely opposite. And there are many things that work in that manner. What do we do with the seed? We put the seed into the ground and then we throw sand over it. So what should have been the natural reaction? That would have been the end of the seed. When do you bury a person? After he is dead. But take a live person and bury him, then there will be a charge of murder. So when the person is dead, then we say, now there is no life in him, so bury him. So that's what we do. The seed we bury, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala causes from that same seed a huge tree to grow. And thousands of mangoes for years and years the person gets. So here also, if he's going to tie himself very, very strongly and firmly in the chains of Sharia, we have to tie ourselves. If we want freedom of the kind that the others are talking about, where there must be no restriction of any kind, whether it's discos, cinemas, rave clubs, porn sites, filthy novels, filthy movies, adultery, fornication, and every other kind of thing that you can think of, the person must have freedom to indulge. Nobody must tell him anything. He has his constitutional right. He has his constitutional right. The children will just now have constitutional right to boot their parents too. They are already there now. The victims don't have much rights. The perpetrators of the crime have more rights. So that is the constitution of this world. Everything is legalized. So we have to tie ourselves firmly. When it comes to the laws of the government, how many laws we accept even though we are not happy with those laws. And yet they are not even beneficial to us. They are harmful. If you have to look at the laws of the government, how many of them are harmful? Look at the wastage of taxpayers' monies on the type of bashes that they have. And the corruption and everything else. And yet they are taxing and taxing and taxing until death. I said two things are the most certain of all things in this world. One is death and the other one is tax. Most certain. Those two things, there's no doubt about it. So there are so many laws we accept of the government. Yet they are not even beneficial to us. But we accept it because of the fear of fines and prison. That's all. So those who say that mustn't even talk about Jahannam and Akhirat and accountability and Shariat has got so many laws, if we accept all the laws of the government, and some of them don't even make sense to us, but we accept it. The person is exceeding the speed limit by 10 kilometers an hour on an open stretch and highway, and he's fine. But therefore he drives carefully. And he accepts those laws and regulations, even though they are harmful to him and to his pocket. But when it comes to the laws of Sharia, every law is of benefit to the believer. Of great benefit. Wallah, you look at any angle, from any angle if you look at Sharia, it is beautiful. It is like the full moon shining in its splendor. Everything has got nothing but beauty. It is our weakness that we do not see the beauty in it. We have discarded Sharia. Suddenly that example came again, and when we were taking walk once in the Mitchell Park, then there, and after a long time this example is coming again to mind. So there was one notice, and I think up till now it's there, that no dogs allowed except on leash. No dogs except on leash. Why is the dog not allowed there except on leash? Because the dog's mizaj, its nature, its temperament is this, that the dog will bark here, it will urinate there, it will pass feces there, and if children are having some picnic, it might even go and bite them or eat their meat and braai. So that is the nature of the dog. It will damage the flowers, it will do this, it will do that. So that's why they say put one nice band round the neck and hold it tight and then walk past. So in the same way, we must put the chain or the leash of Sharia around our necks. The chain or leash of Sharia around our necks, around our hearts. Put the leash on nafs and shaitan. Tie ourselves with the leash. After that, when you have disciplined ourselves, then we go to the bazaars, we go to the shops, we go to the aeroplanes, we fly in the aeroplanes, we go to the airports, we go anywhere. But because we've got the leash of Sharia, so therefore it's not going to cause us any harm. Then we can take this dog of nafs and go through anywhere. Otherwise it's going to bite. It's going to cast evil glances here, it's going to steal somebody's money there, is going to damage somebody's property, going to curse someone, swear someone, take false oath and qasam, do fraudulent dealings, take loans and don't pay. The person will do lots of things if he hasn't got the leash of Sharia, if he hasn't tied that. So if you want azad, if you want to become azad, freedom, if you really want true freedom, so then the best way to get true freedom is to become a slave of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the next 15 minutes now of the hour that we have left, or 20 minutes, we will continue with two or three hadith sharifs from the Al-Ihtidal, from the Kitab Al-Ihtidal. We were discussing the causes of earthquakes, the causes of gale force winds, flood waters, murders, killings, wars, all these things, deaths in a large scale. So what does Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say with regards to all these type of things that are happening? We discussed many ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam over the past few weeks. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Meri ummat khair aur balai par rahegi jab tak ke unme harami bachcho ki kasrat na ho. اور جب ان کی کثرت ہوگی تو اللہ تعالیٰ اس امت کو ایک عام عذاب میں مبتلا فرما دیں گے. My ummat will enjoy khair and goodness until there will be no increase of illegitimate children in the ummat. When we'll have lots of illegitimate children, in other words, zina will increase in the ummat. So then Allah تبارک و تعالیٰ's عذاب will be very very عام, common. It will engulf everybody. After that, everybody will get caught up. And we can see how at present, no matter how much scientific knowledge they have, but they have failed to come up with a real solution to the problem of AIDS. And by the time they will get a solution, then there will be some other sicknesses that will surface. And they will go on like that. It is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's azab. But we must again be careful. There are many innocent children, women, and even men, and many, many doctors also, who get accidentally injured or caught up in this sickness. The doctor is given an injection and the needle pricks his own hand and the person can get AIDS. Now that, we are not talking about those people, but those who are visiting the prostitutes and indulging in zina, and there's an increase in this illegitimate children, then this is what we must expect. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's aam azab. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned one incident in the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's time, the Bani Israel suffered from a very, very severe drought, severe famine. For 3 days, and there was no rain at all. So for 3 days, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam took his people and went outside to make dua, Salatul Istisqa. Now who is leading the congregation? A Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is leading the congregation. And they are turning towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and they are begging. On the third day, when still no rain came, then Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was informed that no rain will come because there is one person in your ummah that is carrying tales, making people fight. And because of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is holding back the rain. Now can we just imagine? There's one person in that whole congregation and he is carrying tales and making people fight. Lies from this side to that side, from that side to this side, and then he sits and watches World War III going on after that. People enjoy that kind of life where they go and instigate this one, instigate that one, go and tell the mother-in-law, your daughter-in-law was saying this bad about you and that bad about you, and tell a whole lot of stories with plenty of mari masala, and then go and tell the daughter-in-law that your mother-in-law was saying that, I don't know where I got this witch in my house. Those kind of statements we hear. When that mother-in-law was looking for a daughter-in-law, that time she said that she's the most beautiful girl, and if she comes into my house, I will look after her and I will treat her as my daughter. And now she says, I got a witch in my house. Or sometimes the daughter-in-law says that. As someone said that when I was a mother-in-law, I didn't get a good daughter-in-law. When I was a daughter-in-law, I didn't get a good mother-in-law. And now when I became a mother-in-law, I didn't get a good daughter-in-law. She said, both ways I lost. Neither I got a good mother-in-law. Now when I'm a mother-in-law, I didn't get a good... But they don't see that way we are going wrong. The problem and weakness is in us, and we find the fault in everybody else. So those who carry tales and make people fight, brothers and sisters, they make them fight. Parents and children, they make them fight. In the society, they make people fight. Now this is a very, very evil trait, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala detests it so much. Because Allah Ta'ala wants to see unity and happiness. So because of this, now they were not getting rain. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Allah, inform me then who is that person so that I can tell him that leave this congregation. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, I'm telling you that the person is making chughli, is carrying tales, namima, that is why I am not sending down the rain. And now I must tell you who the person is. Allah Ta'ala is... in his wisdom. So the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam announced it, that this is the cause of the problem, why we are not getting rain. After a little while, heavy rain came. So the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was very surprised. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informed him that now the rain was sent because of that same person. Because when you announced it, he made sincere tawbah, deep-hearted tawbah. That, Ya Allah, because of me, because of my sins, look at the makhloob that is suffering. This is what we must look at, that our sins are causing a problem to the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Even animals are suffering because of our sins. So now this one person, he repented, deep repentance. And it was in his heart, he didn't even say anything. And that is what repentance and tawbah is. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala changed the condition just upon his repentance and his sincere tawbah. Deep-hearted pain that the person experiences over some sin that he has committed in his life. He is ashamed. He does not brag about it. He does not advertise it. He does not go to the newspapers and say, come and photograph us in the rave club and in the disco and in the casino and in this club and in that club. Put our pictures in the newspapers. Let everybody see what we look like. The person is a Muslim. He is a believer. Accidental sin should be an accidental sin. Accidents are accidents. We don't purposely make accidents. Otherwise we won't call it an accident. A Muslim does not go out in search of sins. This is what we must understand. I've discussed this in detail in some other majlis. That a Muslim does not go out in search of sins. An intelligent person of sound mind, he does not go out in search of an accident. If he's of sound mind, he's intelligent, then does he go outside and drive his car on the road? And if somebody asks him that, why are you driving on the road? He says, because I want one truck to come and smash me. Then we'll say, now you go to the nearest asylum. Don't even go to a distant one. Your nuts are gone loose. Your car's nuts are okay, but the nuts in your head are gone loose. So the sincere tawbah, the person make deep-hearted tawbah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's doors of acceptance are open for us any time, any part of the day or night. But he wants us to return to him. How long are we going to continue in the path of sins? Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. Ya Allah, change the condition of my heart. How long am I going to walk in the path of sins? So the person made sincere tawbah, Allah Ta'ala sent down rain. What does it indicate? What is the lesson? It is not just to listen. This is not just to listen, it is to take a lesson. That no matter how far we may have gone, but returning to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and changing the direction of our lives, changing the qibla of our lives. One qibla is the qibla that we make our namaz, that is our qibla, we make this side namaz. Now if somebody makes namaz in that direction, it's not permissible. That namaz is not valid. So that is the qibla of namaz, direction of the Kaaba Sharif. But the qibla of our life is Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to watch him. How did he undertake all these different activities of life? And there's so much of flexibility within Sharia. And adapt, easy to adapt within the parameters of Sharia. The rich can live a happy life according to the commands of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The king in his palace can be a wali of Allah Ta'ala. The businessman in his business can be a wali of Allah Ta'ala. The poor person in his hut and in his shack, he can be a wali of Allah Ta'ala. The black can be a friend of Allah Ta'ala. The white can be a friend of Allah Ta'ala. Simple little teachings of Islam. Beautiful teachings. And such noor comes into the heart when the person makes amal on those teachings. That wherever he is, wherever the person goes, even the disbelievers for a little while, if they are around him, they too experience some kind of sukoon in their lives. So many people who accepted Islam, Hazrat Khaja Moinuddin Ajmeri Rahmatullah Ali, in that one safar of his, one journey of his, 90,000 of Hindus accepted Islam. So what was it? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept the doors of tawbah wide open. We know that we make tawbah and we break our tawbah. We make tawbah and we break our tawbah. But if the rights of people, then first of all start fulfilling those rights. And the rights of Allah ta'ala, namaz, roza, zakat, whatever has been due, start fulfilling it. But if the person somehow slipped and went back to that sin, then we will say, then don't remain in the gutters. If the person slips on a banana peel and he falls and he goes in a gutter where dirty water is flowing, now he mustn't remain in that gutter. If he's a sensible person, intelligent person, then he will jump up very, very quickly. In fact, if the person had his suit on, he was suited, booted, three-piece, so then that person will look quickly that nobody saw me here, falling. When the person accidentally falls, then he is ashamed. He doesn't want to be seen there. And he won't announce to that, I fell here. Sensible person, that's what he will do. He will get up quickly, rush to the bathroom, have a shower, change clothes, apply perfume, ithar, and smell fresh again. So in the same way, this person who has accidentally committed sin, he fell, he slipped. He went away to the casino, he went away to the disco, to the rave club, or he took some pull on the dacha. One pull also, after that the person gets pulled. That's why they call it pull. Because one pull he takes, after that he's pulled by shaitan. Shaitan either pulls you or pushes you, one of the two. So on those doors, most of the offices where they have those doors, they have, when you are entering, they say push. Or they say pull. And then once on the other side, they say push. That's what we must do to shaitan. When he's trying to pull us, we must push him. So now the person must change. He must make tawbah, istighfar, apply the perfume of namaz, zikr, tilawat, ibadat, give some charity. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive him. Don't lose hope. Never, never lose hope. Where are we going to go? Who is there for us besides our Allah? Siwaye tere koi tikana nahi hai ya rab jidhar bhi jao. Siwaye tere koi tikana nahi hai ya rab jidhar bhi jao. Kise ghame jaano dil sunao. Kise me zakhme jigar dikhao. My Allah, who is there for us besides you? We must never think that our sins have now become so much that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cannot forgive us. That is pride. The whole city's filth goes into the waters of the ocean. One wave of the ocean and the water of that ocean is park. We make wuzu with the waters of the ocean. We make ghusl with the water of the ocean. We swim in the water of the ocean. The person believes that that water is park. And yet we know that the pipelines are directed into the ocean. The ocean of maghfirat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so vast that if we turn towards Him and make sincere tawbah, the waves of maghfirat will make us park. If we are going to stand outside on the shore, full of dirt, filth on our bodies, najasat of all kinds, urine, stool, blood, pus, and then we address the ocean and we say, "Oh ocean, you are so clean and so park. If I have to dive into you, you too will become napak. You will become najas. You will become impure. Therefore, I don't wish to dive into you." Then the ocean will say, "You stupid, you foolish, you madman. Millions like you, I have made them park when they took a dive into my waters. Why are you standing outside? Take a plunge into my waters and see how I make you maaf and how I make you park and how I change your life. But take the plunge." And then if the person accidentally went back to that sin, then that beautiful share of Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, and we'll conclude on that tonight. We're not able to go much further, but inshallah we'll continue.
Jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi baharhal koshish to aashiq na chode.
But before that he says,
ye kushti to hai unse umr bhar ki, kabhi tu dabale kabhi wo dabale.
This wrestling match between yourself and shaitan and nafs, it will go on till your dying day. It's not going to leave you. Shaitan will not leave you until your last breath. He will try to take you away from Islam and from Deen and from Sharia. So sometimes Shaitan will overpower you. The person does not want to do a certain thing that is haram and forbidden, but he got overpowered. temptation got the better of him. So now again he regrets, he's ashamed, he turns towards Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't go on and on. He gets rid of those asbab and those means which took him to those sin. If the person knows that it was the television in his home which took him to that sin again, so now he doesn't leave it there and go back to it every day and say, well, look, that's nafs and shaitan, today it overpowered me, tomorrow I will overpower him. He must get rid of that asbab, those means.
Jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, baharhal koshish to aashiq na chode. Jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, baharhal koshish to aashiq na chode. Ye rishta mohabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, jo so bar toote to so bar jode. Ye rishta mohabbat ka qaim hi rakhe. Isse jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi. Your life long to you keep on failing, then to don't give up hope. Hum gire gir kar uthe, uth kar gire gir kar uthe, uth kar gir, phir dode aur bhaage bas. We fell, we got up, we fell, we got up, then we got up and we ran. So twice shaitan toppled the person. Three times, five times, how many times is he going to topple if this person makes up his mind that now I want to overpower him? Ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe. This attachment with Allah Ta'ala, this connection with Allah Ta'ala, don't let it snap. Keep it joined. If it snaps even 100 times, then join it. How can a Muslim live without this connection with Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Then his life will be one of anxieties, worries, problems, fights, quarrels. Believe me, nothing else will he get in his life except anxieties, worries, problems, quarrels, and all other similar words that you can think of. And a little turn around, then even in the midst of thorns, how the flower blooms, this person will have problems all around, but still Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give him sukoon in his heart. The word sukoon itself, if you drag it, sukoon, the person can go off to sleep. Who loves the aisa? If you pull it, you go off to sleep. So if the person got worries, he will go off to sleep. Allah will give him sukoon in his heart. May Allah Ta'ala bless me, bless you and the ummah with the best of dunya and akhirat. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Rabbana zolamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, loving, caring, beautiful Allah. You want to give us the best of dunya and akhirat. Ya Allah, but we have become the friends of nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of shame and humiliation and disgrace and suffering. Nafs and shaitan want us to suffer anxieties, worries, problems and all kinds of harm. My beloved Allah, and you want to give us the best of both worlds. Ya Allah, tie us firmly, very, very strongly in the chains of your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We are ashamed of the sins that we have been committing day and night. Ya Allah, bless us all with the Nizam of Madina Sharif in our lives. Ya Allah, make us all your slaves and the slaves of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the slaves of the deen of Islam and Sharia. My beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. Forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind.
It's just your tolerance, your compassion, your mercy, your generosity, your forgiveness that you did not seize us the moment we were committing sins. We were using your bounties, your ni'mats, your gifts to disobey you, my beloved Allah. Our parents did not give us eyes. Our parents did not give us the power of speech, the faculty to hear. Our parents did not give us intelligence. Ya Allah, everything was a gift of yours. We used all these bounties for your disobedience. Hum kitne namak haram hai. Teri kitni nafarmani kar rahe. But my Allah, who is there for us besides you? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no support for us besides your support. My Allah, become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. My beloved Allah, we are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Cure us from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their problems. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in anxieties, worries and depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, hardships and problems of the ummah. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone onto drinks and drugs and gamble and wine and women, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, watching some filthy movie or reading some filthy magazine. Ya Allah, we don't know when the angel of death will strike. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, bless us barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time, in every ni'mat of yours. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives and the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us, our wives, our children, our families and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations, the good intentions that the individuals have in their hearts who have raised their hands before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good wishes, good intentions, good desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the problems, the sicknesses, the ailments, the pains, the suffering that individuals who have raised their hands before you are suffering. Ya Allah, remove their suffering, their pain, their hardship and difficulties. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.